Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Kansas City Chiefs are the NFL's Super Bowl champions for a rare second straight season, marking three Super Bowl victories for the Chiefs in the past half decade alone. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and a vaunted Chiefs defense rallied for a victory in overtime against the San Francisco 49ers. The final score was 25-22. With the victory, Mahomes also captured his third Super Bowl MVP award. Since Patrick Mahomes took the field as the Chiefs' starting quarterback 6 seasons ago, the team has either made it to the Super Bowl, won it, or gotten one game within it every year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking to U.S. news reporters as his country continues its war on Hamas, the Israeli Prime Minister said the elimination of Hamas is what's best for the Palestinian people. But even then, he's not sure he trusts an independent Palestinian state either.
Should the Palestinians have an army? Should they have, can they sign a military pact with Iran? Can they import rockets from North Korea and other deadly weapons?
Speaking on ABC's This Week, drug abuse in teenagers may be due to stress and anxiety, according to a new report.
A CDC report highlights elevated levels of anxiety, depression, and hopelessness among American teens. Nearly 3 out of 4 surveyed teens admitted to using drugs in order to achieve a sense of calmness, relaxation, or mellowness.
USA's John Schaefer. We're hearing the first public comments from Britain's King Charles since his cancer diagnosis.
In a statement released by the British royal family, King Charles says he would like to express his heartfelt thanks for the many messages of support and good wishes he has received in recent days. Doctors discovering the cancer while he was having a prostate procedure last month.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
President Biden's responding to a DOJ report that cites lapses in memory noticed by special counsel investigators who had interviewed him earlier. Biden spoke in response himself to reporters.
I'm well-meaning and I'm an elderly man and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president. I don't need his recommendation.
Polls show many American voters are worried about Biden's age ahead of the 2024 election. Biden's attorneys, though, are responding, as well as other surrogates, claiming the references made in the DOJ special counsel's report are both inaccurate and inappropriate. Home prices shot up more than 85% of metro markets last quarter as mortgage rates dropped from their highest level in over 2 decades. Sales prices for single-family existing homes increased in 189 of the 221 metro areas measured in the fourth quarter of 2023. The national median price was just over $391,000. The latest price jump comes after mortgage rates fell from their highest level in 23 years. A courageous 16-year-old boy, Ethan Kakmak, hailed for springing into action to rescue a man who had driven his SUV into a freezing lake in Chandler, Arizona last week. Without hesitation, he leapt into the water to aid a man who'd driven into a neighborhood lake. Despite best efforts, Ethan was unable to break the car's window to extricate the man. The driver, not identified, was rescued and taken to the hospital for evaluation. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy day after. Super Bowl is over, and the Kansas City Chiefs won. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard to go against Patrick Mahomes. And that was, you know, people are asking me. I said, yeah, you know, I like Brock Purdy. I mean, what an incredible story. You know, and I think a lot of people, you know, were finally catching up with this idea that here is this quarterback who was Mr. Irrelevant. For those that may not know exactly what that means, if you're the last one chosen in the draft, you're regarded as Mr. Irrelevant because the chances of you making it to the big show, much less the Super Bowl, and the big show just being a regular, you know, NFL game, but the really big show, I mean, the odds against that are just astronomical. But there he is, and how close, huh? Just how close. I know, well, but congratulations. I think for those of us who want to see a good game, we saw a good game there. And it was a lot of fun. Again, it's just one that I know that will be hurtful, you know, for Brock Purdy and the Niners. But, you know, as they always say, there's always next year. Bill Federer joins us now. He's the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. Hey, Bill, happy Monday to you. How are you?
Oh, Bill, great to be with you.
So did you catch the Super Bowl last night?
In between flights.
That's right. You're on, yeah, as best you can, I guess. So I appreciate it. You know, you had written something that I think that I wanted to share with our audience, and this is regarding the Salvation Army. You know, especially in light of where this culture is right now, the what we're faced with, homelessness, the poverty levels and all, this really brings to light the courage and the activism of William and Catherine Booth, right?
Yes. Well, believe it or not, the government was not always the one taking care of the poor. It was the churches that did that. Mm-hmm. And in the early 1800s, you had William and Catherine Booth, and they read Charles Finney's lectures on revival. So Charles Finney was a young attorney in upstate New York, and there was this Second Great Awakening revival taking place, and he decided he was going to go out into the woods and kneel down and pray, and say, God, if you're real, show me. That if not, and he said for hours he just knelt there and he would hear sounds behind him, but he refused to turn around and look. And then he said he felt waves of liquid love. He felt the presence of the Lord knelt down and prayed. And the next thing he knew, there was a little bell. Somebody had walked in his office, his law office, and it was a deacon who was suing another deacon. And he, lo and behold, Charles Finney had prayed all night, and he didn't realize it. And he gets up and he says, "I'm sorry, I've been retained by someone else. You're going to have to find your own attorney." And and then Charles Finney preached with the same conviction as an attorney before a jury when he would give, and he was the first one to mention God in a personal level rather than these and thous. Mm-hmm. And he invented calls. He said, "You serve the devil openly. I'm going to call for you to stand up right now and say you're going to serve the Lord openly." And he was, his lectures on revival talked about you have to preach the law before mm-hmm. people see their need for the Lamb.
Yes.
In other words, you have to say God is a just God, which means he mm-hmm. has to judge every sin. If he doesn't judge the sin, he'd be denying his own just nature. He'd be denying himself, and he cannot deny himself, so he's got to judge every sin. It's like, whoa, I need help. Okay, now I got your attention. Here's help, the Lamb. The right. Lamb pays for your sin. Like in a bathroom, you have a mirror that shows mm-hmm. you how dirty your face, but the mirror has no power to cleanse your face. But it does something. It creates the desire in you to take advantage of the soap and the water. So exactly. The law shows us what sinners we are. The Lamb pays for the sin. Anyway, so Finney's revivals were read by George Williams over in England, and he started the YMCA, Young Men's Christian Association. But William and Catherine Booth read Charles Finney's lectures on revival, and they started the Christian Mission, which turned into the Salvation Army. And so one of the very first things they did was fight sex trafficking of children. Mm. And lo and behold, that's something that's still being fought today, that Jim Caviezel exactly. recently found mm-hmm. his freedom. And the situation in England was that these unscrupulous people would go to a poor family and say, "We'll scholarship your little girl to college, and she'll be do great stuff." Well, as soon as they got her out of the home, they'd sell her into a brothel. And Booth found out about this. And Catherine Booth, she would go into the smoky dens where these terrible people were doing their stuff, and she would confront them. She said, "I felt as though I must go and walk the street and besiege these dens where these hellish iniquities are going on. To keep quiet seemed like being a traitor to humanity."
Exactly.
So she couldn't keep quiet. There are some today that are, I was recently aware of a movement of some prominent preachers that are say, "We're going to tell all the pastors, don't do anything. Sit back, be silent." Well, guess what? That wasn't the spirit that William and Catherine Booth had. They could not be silent. And so, believe it or not, they arranged to buy a girl out of slavery in order to expose it. Well, guess what? The people in the sex trade that found out about this, they brought the Booth to justice and said they are involved in the sex trafficking because they bought a girl. And so the Booth had to defend themselves. It's amazing how they do this projection.
Right, exactly.
This person. It's like a Potiphar's wife accused Joseph of lusting after her when she was lusting after him.
Exactly. And she was the one, yeah.
I even read a quote from David Axelrod on NPR Radio, April 2010, and he said, "In Chicago politics, there was a tradition. You throw a brick through your own campaign office window and then call a press conference to say you've been attacked by your opponent. So you do the corrupt stuff. You blame the innocent people for, you know, you do the insurrection, but you blame the innocent, patriots." And anyway, so the Booths were charged.
Not a whole lot has changed, right, Bill, over the years?
Yeah, isn't it terrible? The fallen nature is still the same. So with the help of a lady named Josephine Butler, the Salvation Army, and this was front page London news for like 6 months back in the 1880s. "Oh, this Christian couple were involved in the sex trafficking. They bought a girl out of..." And then when you dig down, they bought her to free her and then to expose it. But with the help of others, they pushed through the England Criminal Law Amendment of 1885 that raised the age of consent for sex to adulthood, where before it was only 13 years old.
Oh,
and so they impacted the law. They didn't sit back and be silent. So that's one of the interesting things of the beginnings of the Salvation Army.
Well, so much more to read at American Minute. To be inspired and to remember our rich history. You know, one of my favorite lines, Bill, from Charles Finney about a revival, he says, it happens when it's most needed. Interesting that he observed that. And here we are in, you know, today on February the 12th of 2024. And boy, do we need a revival. I'll leave you with that thought as we go to break. We've got more from Bill Federer. Stay with us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Bill Federer, the American Minute creator. Another sidebar, Bill, you know, just real quick regarding the Super Bowl. I think this might be one of the first times in Super Bowl history where you had both quarterbacks that are devout men of God.
Yeah, yeah, it's very encouraging. I've heard their speeches afterwards, and of course before with Purdy, acknowledging Christ, giving glory to God, and very encouraging.
Yeah, Psalm 23, you know, his go-to psalm, and they spoke very openly about it, and I was pleased that the press even allowed it. A lot of times they'll edit that out. Especially in light of this this rise of, you know, what some are, you know, some are referring to as Christian nationalism, whatever that means. But, you know, it's like, you know, like Charles Finney laid it out, is that once you're confronted by the laws of God, you realize in much the same way, if you don't put a speed limit on the road, you don't know that you're offending anything, right? But the speed limit reminds us when we see that sign that it's, and it's black and white. So that means it's codified. It's the law. It's not a suggestion. Although there are many people, I just got back from California, and in California, they drive like everything's a suggestion. So,
yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things. But getting back to the story of William and Catherine Booth, and as you mentioned earlier, Bill, which struck me again, and I've had this argument over the years, that, when the church was handling this, and I'm talking about dealing with the poor and helping them out, that was an incredible, you know, blessing for all those around. But then when the government came in, and of course here we are, as a result of we spent trillions in helping the poor, allegedly, and, you know, doing these things that, you know, somehow people feel like, oh, we must rely on the government. And in some cases, they see this not as the government, as the taxpayer, because if they saw it as the taxpayer supporting them because they're having a hard time, they'd be thankful to every taxpayer they ran into because they're the ones that are, you know, paying the taxes to help them out. But yet they seem to want to honor a political party over the beneficence of the church. Does that make sense?
So prior to FDR and the Great Depression, the poor were taken care of by family members and churches.
Yes.
And so the churches started hospitals and orphanages and medical clinics, and all the social programs were done through the churches, and basically the government has usurped the church's role. But back in the 1880s, the church was doing its role, and that's when William and Catherine Booth started the Salvation Army. They opened 117 homes around the world to rescue girls out of sex trafficking. And unfortunately, it still goes on today. But William Booth said, "While women weep as they do now, I'll fight. While little children go hungry, I'll fight. While men go to prison, in and out, as they do now, I'll fight. While there is a drunkard left, I'll fight. Where there is a poor lost girl upon the streets, where there remains one dark soul without the light of God, I'll fight. I'll fight to the very end." And one of the other things is they got rid of Fosse Jaw. So matches were used to strike them on anything, and they would light up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because there's
right.
a dot of poppers on top. And mm-hmm. in these factories, they line up these poor people, and their job was to dip the little stick in their mouth and dip it in this phosphorus and then stick it in a little tray. Well, over the time, they'd get phosphorus in their mouth, and it eats away the calcium at the bone, and they glow green at nighttime. And their jaws and their teeth would rot away. And so William and Catherine Booth pushed through the sandpaper matches. So whenever you take a match and you strike it on sandpaper, that's because of William and Catherine Booth.
Mm.
And Booth said, "Wake ourselves up, or somebody else will take our place and bear our cross and rob us of our crown." So by the year 1879, they had 81 missions staffed by 127 full-time evangelists and 1,900 volunteers, 75,000 meetings a year. They were honored by the King Edward VII of England, Buckingham Palace, Winston Churchill, and then he comes over and speaks in the U.S. Capitol. And addresses the Congress in 1885, and even meets, or 1903, meets with President Theodore Roosevelt. And just an amazing story of one man and his wife making such a difference. And Booker T. Washington said, I've always had the greatest respect for the Salvation Army because it draws no color line in religion. Mm, and God bless you on some Christian work. Right. And when he dies, his funeral has 150,000 people in London. And, I mean, just an amazing impact that he had because he didn't want to sit back and be silent and say, well, I just want to, you know, focus on my own relationship with God. He's like, no, I've got to be able to make an impact on society. And this is what he ends with. The chief danger of the 20th century will be a religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And and then his daughter, Evangeline, took over the Salvation Army. And so here in 1904, you have this young woman leader of this global organization. There's a San Francisco earthquake in 1906, and she organizes this amazing relief effort. Again, there was no federal government FEMA that, to do anything. She organized it all. And then World War One, Salvation Army opened up all kinds of, you know, soup kitchens and so forth for the soldiers. And then so just a fascinating story of Evangeline Booth and then William and Catherine. And Franklin D. Roosevelt writes a letter, says, my sincere congratulations on your election as the general of the Salvation Army in these Evangeline. In these troubled times, it's particularly important that the leadership of all good forces shall work for the amelioration of human suffering and for the preservation of the highest spiritual ideals.
Bill, why is it that we hear so little of the Booths and the Salvation Army?
That's because with Franklin Roosevelt and especially Lyndon Johnson, Lyndon Johnson's Great Society welfare state had a political agenda. Get as many people onto government welfare as possible, and you got their vote. Whereas the Salvation Army and Christian groups, they want to get people out of the ditch and help them to become successful so that they can help the next person comes along. And so what we have now is a political motivation for a generational dependency, because if somebody's receiving free money, there's a good chance they're going to want it to continue. And then Lyndon Johnson changed the immigration. So prior to Johnson, most immigrants came from Europe, and they had a work ethic where it was a social stigma to receive welfare. It's considered a personal failure. And he changes it to bring in more immigrants from poor countries because they didn't have that social stigma. They would immediately sign them up. So right now you have NGOs. So these are, you can do the research, but it's Catholic Charities, Lutheran Charities, all these different, you know, charity groups, and they get money from the government to bring in illegal immigrants and sign them up for all the welfare programs and let them be a burden on the communities. And the fine print says they can't even proselytize them. So they're just bringing them in, signing them up, and letting the local community bear the burden of them. And they get millions and millions of dollars from the government for doing this. And so there is a political motivation to get people onto welfare, where the Salvation Army wants to help them and then help them become successful so that they can help the next person that comes along.
And Jesus says, I went to the cross that they might be set free. The nature of humanity is this desire for enslavement and to let go of liberty. I mean, this is amazing how this continues to cycle in, but, you know, without God, Bill. The dangers are many and profound and very sad. This is a great memory that you've shared with us, and thank you so much for the inspiration as always. Bill, how can they connect and help you out?
Well, thank you, Bill. AmericanMinute.com. AmericanMinute.com. And they can sign up for my free history email.
Exactly. You'll be blessed. Bill Federer, thank
China
you, sir.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. A shooting at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston is under investigation now. The shooter, a woman between the ages of 30 and 35, was killed by two off-duty officers. She reportedly entered the church Sunday afternoon with a 5-year-old child and began shooting. Two people were injured. It is currently unknown what the motive for the shooting was or how the child was related to the shooter. Some on the GOP side of the aisle in Washington want President Biden removed from office.
Several Republican lawmakers are urging the U.S. Attorney General to contemplate invoking the 25th Amendment to oust President Biden. The amendment, previously sought by Democrats during Donald Trump's presidency, permits the removal of a president deemed incapacitated to the extent of being able to carry out the duties of their office.
USA's John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back with you. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. It is 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And we've got the one and only Dr. Paul Kencor joining us. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Doing good. How about you?
Hey, Super Bowl's over. We don't have to worry about any more Taylor Swift sightings.
I
don't think there was a proposal, so whoever put their money on a proposal afterwards, that went by the wayside. Commercials included, a pretty good game.
Yeah, it was a good game. You know, I'll tell you, everybody asks me every year, Bill, right? Hey, what was your favorite commercial, right? I quit watching them a few years ago, for one thing. Mm-hmm. Because I think they're a letdown. I mean, all these companies put all the money into these commercials and then they turn out not to be very creative, right?
Right.
And, I mean, none of them are very entertaining. I'm thinking, boy, is this the best our culture can come up with? But now I've learned that, if you're watching the game with your kid, you never know what kind of, anti-Christian, message they're going to drop into one of these ads. And mm-hmm. and we made the mistake of it was me, my son and my youngest daughter, and we made the mistake of kind of letting our guard down and watching one of the Volkswagen commercials where they were mm-hmm. showing like kind of traditional scenes from the 20s and the 30s, 40s, and look like Herbie the Love Bug or something.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And my son is like, oh, this one's not that bad. I'm like, yeah. And then the very last scene, there's two women in the front seat, both wearing wedding dresses, giving each other a smooch, driving off to their honeymoon. And it's like, oh, thanks, guys. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for sliding that in there.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
Something for my young daughter to see. And it's so insidious. It's how sneaky they are, right?
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
And I said, okay, that's it, guys. We're not watching another commercial from now on. Freeze it yeah. for every single commercial. But yeah, these are the our cultural revolutionaries, mm-hmm. and they're shoving their their secular values down our throats relentlessly. Yeah. It's pretty sick.
Well, no doubt that they are. You know, they're freaking out because what's happening, as you know, it's like with the rise of secularism, you have the natural response. You have the opposite natural response that's taking place. And, you know, whatever they want to say, people are realizing, you know, based on the pressures of life, I think their own introspection, because when you are pressed and you pause for a moment and say, okay, what's going on? What am I missing here? And we're having, you know, more and more reports, Paul, of what I call bonfires of revival that are happening not only here in America, because sometimes we're so America-centric, we think it's all about America. I mean, around the world, Paul, around the world. And so you go, and then, you know, the left, and, you know, then they got to turn it into a political thing, right? And you got Rob Reiner, you know, speaking out about what he calls, you know, the big boogeyman, Christian nationalism, you know, that's the big thing, right?
Which he knows nothing about, and that's yes. their latest thing, right? They know nothing about Christianity. They don't know any conservative Christians because they're liberals, which means they're closed-minded. And, you know, they claim to be about diversity and tolerance, but they are the most closed-minded people in the country. They have been for a long time. My argument, Bill, is one of the main reason that they're liberals is because they don't read anything other than what they believe, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, right. We as conservatives, we actually read both sides every single right. day. The liberal reads nothing that he or she disagrees with. They don't know any conservatives in their own lives. And so they can just caricature this. Oh, I know what they're doing in their churches. Oh, yeah, it says here in the New York Times, Christian nationalism. And they say, yeah, really, have you met any of these people? And they just start screaming. Yeah, they know they haven't met anybody, right? So they come up with these silly, stupid things. And then people like you and I are supposed to go read about it and try to figure out a way to respond to it and explain that it's not what they think it is. And then they just end up kind of sucking us into their latest stupid, idiotic nonsense, kind of like they do with Marxism and all their other, you know, crackpot theories. How much time do you and I waste just dealing with the nonsense, silliness, and idiocy of the left in our lives, you know?
The Bible is clear that we're to, you know, stay away from foolish people because you get it on you. But also, we need to be aware, you know, like you say, you're protecting the minds of your own children and those of your loved ones and other people of faith, is that we have to, you know, we have to take a stand against this. You know, Paul, what's been on my heart here in recent, this past month especially, and it started from Nick Saban talking about elite athletes, you know, that, you know, good athletes give you good results, outstanding athletes give you outstanding elite results. Elite athletes are a whole nother level, right? And I believe that in a sense, and I'm not saying this in arrogance or in a pride sort of way, but I believe that, you know, people of faith, Christians need to step up and maybe pause for just a moment. And this is between them and God. And say, what do I need to do to become an elite Christian? And not for attainment's sake. It's just for the idea that, you know, that we can help more people and to, you know, be that difference maker in somebody's life. Just like in elite athletics, you know, you have like a, you know, quarterback like Mahomes that clearly is elite. He's because he can get you the results and that sort of thing. And I think that, you know, why can't we look at that in terms of our faith and have there be a call for, you know, I mean, if they want to call, you know, their interpretation of Christianity is, you know, Christian nationalism, how about elite Christianity?
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, so who would be like the Patrick Mahomes of Christianity, right? I mean, it's kind of hard to find some of those guys right now. I mean, it would have been probably Billy Graham in the past, a Fulton Sheen, somebody mm-hmm. like that. Those voices aren't what they used to be in America, and that's too bad. I mean, maybe somebody like Joel Osteen. I know a lot of people are critical of him as kind of health and wealth gospel, but but he brings a lot of people in.
You heard about the shooting over the weekend there. Yeah, it is true.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that what we need to consider here, because I asked God this question, with the passing of Billy Graham. Okay, Billy's gone. Who now? He said, why not all? He said, why not all of you?
Yeah.
And so,
point, right?
At that moment of influence, I mean, you don't have to be a 5 million, influencer, TikToker, X. It's just your realm of influence. Be that elite Christian in that realm of influence. The numbers and all the other stuff, let that take care of itself. Because I think that sometimes what happens even, and it rankles me a little bit, Paul, to be honest with you, with some of these churches, these pastors, you have these great pastors who come on, and the PR people always want to talk about the numbers. This senior mm-hmm. pastor, he pastors, 12,000,
Right.
He pastors 5,000 or what, what is that? All of a sudden that's mm-hmm. supposed to be the significance. Jesus pastored 12.
Right. Jesus had one giant mega church, right? The whole world, right? The great
community. Ultimately, yes. But I mean, it's just like sometimes we make so much about numbers and we should focus on, what is in the here and now and in the very presence of where you are and what kind of influence, what kind of elite Christian can you be between you and that other person that gives them that inspiration to say, wow, yes, in fact, we can win against these liberal minds that want to, twist up the language. And it's almost like we're living the screw tape, letters, right? Where they grabbed, progressives, like, we're progressive. We're progressing where? When you are.
Into what?
Yeah. I mean, you guys are in a silo. You're just going in circles. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it sounds so uber elite and educational to talk about how progressive you are. It is laughable, right?
Yeah.
It's no wonder God laughs, right? Here it is. Hey, we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Dr. Paul Gengor after this.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez, Dr. Paul Kengor is with us, professor of political science, chief academic fellow of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Paul, special counsel's report came out. Quite interesting. It was so Hillary Clinton-esque. Here's all this reason why we should indict this guy, but, unlike Comey, her decided to say, well, because the guy is senile and we can't even get a jury to convict this guy, so we're just going to let this go by the wayside. Of course, the president comes out and he's just so insulted and he did more damage than good in the follow-up, 7:30 speech to the public, which I guess it wasn't said, it was supposed to be 7:30. It was more like 8:00. But he's not a happy camper, being called out. But it's like, guess what? Everybody's known this. The world knows it. Okay, yeah. You didn't need a special counsel to put this out, but now it's irrefutable, and the left doesn't know what to do with this, Paul.
Right. Yeah, and I was actually in D.C. on last Thursday, Thursday through Saturday, and I can tell you, Bill, again, in fact, I got a call when I was driving back to Western Pennsylvania on Saturday from R.M. Material Jr., the founder of the American Spectator. He's the editor-in-chief. I'm the editor. And he was just saying, he said, I talked to a bunch of different people this morning, and he said, there's a lot of not just rumors, but talk around Washington this morning. That would have been Saturday morning, that the Democrats want Biden to be pushed out. That special prosecutor, that report was really damaging. And I think one of the reasons why Joe Biden was so angry and defensive was he knew how damaging it was. And keep in mind too, the timing of this, Bill, it's amazing. That report had been going on for months, and it came right after Biden, for the second time in 2 or 3 days, named another dead person that he claimed to be talking to, right?
Right.
It had been Francois Mitterrand, who I think died maybe, late 1990s or something like that. And then I think Helmut Kohl after that. But what was that movie with a little kid, Sixth Sense, who said, I talk to dead people.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That's Joe Biden. And so that came out, and everybody knows this. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows. I'm emailing with a lot of Democrats who do not want to vote for Biden. They do not like him. Now, they're not going to vote for Trump. In fact, the only reason that they're going to vote for Biden is because they don't like Donald Trump. But they'd love to have somebody else, too. But my one warning to Republicans who would like to use this to invoke the 25th Amendment and push out Joe Biden, my one warning is this. All the polls show Donald Trump beating Biden in November.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't know that you want to push him out. I mean, don't you want to run against that guy in November? I know it would feel good to kind of, if for Republicans to get out the guy who they felt illegitimately beat Donald Trump in 2020 and so forth. But that's the guy you want to run against.
Yeah.
And of course, Kamala Harris would come in and replace him. And maybe they're thinking, well, she's even more unpopular than Biden. They'd prefer to even run against her more than even run against Biden. That could be. But I don't know.
I think they really go after Michelle Obama. I think that would give them, some hope and fresh air here. And of course, Michelle Obama with her charm, certainly her husband's even more so, would convince people that they would blame Biden for all the bad stuff that happened over the last 4 years, because this is where the Republicans they get too scatterbrained. Instead of focusing on what is the brand, what do you got to sell?
Right.
You've got Trump's successes. You've got a litany of successes: energy independence, border security, international standing. Just on and on. He had China in check. We were getting $400 billion in sanctions from China. Russia was behaving themselves. Rocket Man was behaving themselves. We had the peace accords breaking out in the Middle East. I mean, there's so many positive things to talk about, but they get caught up, just like you were saying earlier. They get off track, and they get caught up into their bucket of gum. I don't want to talk about Trump because he said whatever he said to Billy Bush and grabbing girls and now he's convicted with this gal, E. Jean Carroll, which is a farce, and you can't have a reasonable conversation with anybody that is convinced that Trump is so awful, because they are, they're about a dime deep in understanding. They just spout off whatever they're told by MSNBC,
Well, the E. Jean Carroll thing, I think the $83 million, right, for the defamation. And then she goes on MSNBC with Rachel Maddow and jokes about it. You want to go shopping with me? Hey, let's go shopping. Liberals ought to find that really appalling. And it also shows the corruption of the justice system in the sense that if you can just hold your hearing in Manhattan, right, where you have liberals over conservatives by 9-1, you could convict Trump on anything for any amount of money. And it's really sad that's all it takes is to get the right jury.
Right. Brett Kavanaugh would never be a Supreme Court justice.
Right.
He'd already, and here it is afterwards, this gal comes in, which with impunity comes in. She is, she works, said she had nothing to do with the abortion industry. Then you find out afterwards that, in fact, she worked for, one of these chemical laboratories that produced the abortifacients. And so, and she couldn't quite remember. I mean, she had about as much memory recall as Joe Biden and A. Jean Carroll, combined. And, and for all the damage that they've done, to this country, at some point, Paul, there's got to be a comeuppance. Because, look what they did to Trump. I mean, how much of the people's money did they waste? And that's why I think that the Republicans have an opportunity here is to pin the tail on the donkey, so to speak. All these bad ideas, all this waste of money brought to you by the Democratic Party, wasn't the Republicans that did it. It was the it was the Democratic Party that, you know, opened up our borders. It was the Democratic Party that emboldened Iran and this outbreak of terrorism that's taking place, and on and on. These are all Joe Biden and the Democratic policies. That's what they need to hang that albatross on. So whether it is, you know, whether or not, you know, Joe Biden is unable to make it, you know, to the finish line, so to speak, is that whoever comes in and inherits that position, they need to realize that it is the party that did this, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the comeuppance will probably come in November, right? I mean, and judging by the polls, and I can only
hope so. But then we get back to, you know, you and I talked endlessly about it, and that is the integrity of the vote. Can that be maintained? Because you know, Democrats can't help themselves. Even to this day, Paul,
right.
Democrats are still being arrested and they're put in jail and convicted of voter fraud. It is in their DNA.
You know? Well, because I'm looking at Real Clear Politics right now. And so Trump leads Biden in polls by 1.9. And by the way, that's a little bit skewed down because of the Quinnipiac poll that came out last week or the week before, that a total outlier had Biden leading Trump by 6 or something like that. I mean, yeah, it was crazy. I mean, really, yeah. Really odd.
Well, that's fine. Go ahead and put that propaganda out there to your point, Paul, because then they're going to put him forth, right? But go ahead.
Well, and in fact, the Real Clear Politics betting averages actually has Trump over Biden by about 45% to 26%. So, you know, that gives you a better idea than a 1.9% difference in polls. And also, too, I think this is really interesting, and people aren't talking about this enough, Bill. In a national five-way race with Trump, Biden, and Kennedy, I mean, you can't leave RFK Jr. out of this. Also Cornel West, Jill Stein in this as well. Trump leads Biden in that by 5 points. And Trump is over Biden in Georgia by 7, in Nevada by 7, Michigan by 5, Arizona 4.5, Wisconsin 0.6. Now, my home state of Pennsylvania has Biden leading Trump by 0.3. I don't see that happening. If Trump is leading Biden in all those other states, believe me, he's leading him in Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
But also when I went to bed in 2020, Trump was up by 500,000 votes in Pennsylvania, but they counted him and counted him and counted him for 2 or 3 weeks until finally
they got it right.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Biden wins. Guess what? All the votes are in.
Stop
counting now. Ding. But they're not going to have COVID and the massive mail-in balloting that they had in 2020. But they still are going to have a lot of mail-in balloting. And that's where a lot of the fraud can take place.
Well, again, you know, we just cannot go through another 2020, Paul. I think that we've really... you know, people have just kind of, you know, we don't want to argue about the election anymore. We're paying the price of it, you know, of what happened, you know, which in effect was a coup that took place. And we've been sucking it up, but we're paying a big price for this. And I don't know that we can handle another 4 years of this kind of cheating. And look what's happening. I mean, you've got the rise of independents, right? They've been leaving the Democratic Party, even the Republican Party. People are just sick of all this deleterious party politics. Dr. Paul Kengor, thank you so much.
We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.